This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. This term, the United States Supreme Court is faced with this question. If an attorney ignores his client's wishes and tells a jury that the client is guilty in an effort to save his client's life, does that violate the client's right to a fair trial? The lawyer in question, Larry English, is now a Harlem resident, and he was at the Supreme Court yesterday to hear arguments in that case. Back in 2010, Mr. English lived in Louisiana. He was appointed to represent Robert McCoy in a death penalty case. McCoy had been charged with killing his mother-in-law, her husband, and her 17-year-old grandson. English says he pulled out all the stops to save McCoy, and that included telling the jury that Mr. McCoy was, quote, crazy and had killed three people, even though McCoy repeatedly professed his innocence. In the end, the strategy failed, and the jury sentenced McCoy to death. It was the last criminal case Larry English ever tried. Mr. English joins us now in our New York studio to talk about the case. Larry English, welcome.
Thank you.
First, let's be sure we've got the facts right before we get into the law and the ethical quandary here. Over repeated objections from your client, Robert McCoy, who insisted on his innocence, you told the jury that Mr. McCoy was, quote, crazy and had killed three people. Is that right? And if so, why did you do that against your client's wishes?
I was faced with a circumstance of a case where there simply was no viable strategy. There was absolutely no doubt that Robert McCoy committed that crime.
So then the goal is to try to save his life in the penalty phase.
Conceding a client's guilt is like violating the prime directive in Star Trek. You know, it's not in your DNA. But in a death penalty case, this is something totally different. You're fighting for an individual's life.
And to save that life, sometimes you have to acknowledge guilt.
There are plenty of times where a lawyer and the client will agree that the best way we can save your life is to admit that you did the crime.
But Mr. McCoy did not agree.
No.
Shouldn't the judgment, the high likelihood of death versus a tiny chance of acquittal, belong to a defendant like Mr. McCoy?
In my mind, as a lawyer, the answer to that question is unequivocally yes. But there's a caveat. What is the lawyer's responsibility if he believes that the client is incapable of making that decision?
You sat in the court yesterday. How did it feel to hear them argue about whether your efforts to save your client's life all those years ago violated the U.S. Constitution?
I think the court is wrestling with the fundamental relationship between a lawyer and a client. And I don't think there's a wrong decision. I don't think there's a right decision. I think if they rule that what I did was constitutional, that has ramifications. I think if they rule that what I did was unconstitutional, it has ramifications. Lawyers have tremendous power. If the lawyer has the right to override the client's will, some lawyers will abuse that.
Do you regret the day you ever met Robert McCoy? Do you regret having taken the case?
This case from day one was me standing in front of a jury and begging for a man's life. There's nothing greater that a lawyer can do.
It was the last criminal case you ever tried. Why?
Yes.
Why so?
When you deal with ugliness, there's calcium that gets on your soul. And you have to know that your soul has reached a point that you can't carry that anymore. I'm so proud of the work that I did as a lawyer, but I did not want to live with that darkness that sometimes you have to do as a criminal defense lawyer anymore.
Larry English lives in Harlem and formerly practiced law. Now he's a consultant for an infrastructure firm. In that capacity, he was just tapped to be on the transition team for the new governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. Larry English, thank you so much.
Thank you.
McCoy v. Louisiana was argued in the United States Supreme Court yesterday. The decision is expected in late June.